I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bobby Moore and Sir Jeff Hurst. The Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones. Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast.
You're on the clock, not me, son. I'll sit here all night.
Oh, come on.
When you ready?
Oh, come on. You know the routine.
Not my routine, is it? Ain't my gig. I'm in the shed.
It's season 13, episode 32. If you haven't listened to episode 31, go back and listen to it now. That's our review of the two games and our news section. Which include Jonathan Bucci, who's not feeling very well, and he's gone off because he didn't want to do question time. So it's just left with myself and Shedman. Shedman, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my shed.
If you want to hear the full version of that, listen to episode 31. Look, it's time for this. Facebook, Twitter, question time, where you, the 8 or 9 listeners, get to ask us, the two presenters, some questions. Lately, either mostly Len has been filling in while Nigel was ill or away, even myself asking a few questions, but back in the hot seat, by popular demand, Nigel Khan!
Normal services resumed this week, people. For those that listened last week, believe me, I heard it. Dear, oh dear.
What was the problem?
For the record... You weren't fired, yeah? For the record, you weren't fired.
It was me saying that,
right?
Was it?
No, you wasn't fired, yeah? For the record. An offer was made to you that you turned down. So anyway, you weren't fired. So.
Go on, Ed.
If you don't want to take the offer, ain't my problem. First up this week, it's the Pontiff himself, Mr. God bless you, Simon Pope. Evening, boys, he says. Moisey out, Brady out, all of them out, he said. But I'm sick of this negative shite, Moise ball. Without Paqueta, we're bang average. Thanks, I hope he isn't getting a new contract. I can't stand this for another 2 years. Could be foresight, don't worry. I can't remember the last time I really enjoyed a game of our football. Big love, the Pontiff.
Well, nothing's going to change. Let's be honest. I know Nick think when he was talking to me earlier, that, you know, talking to the senior source at this late stage and knowing the fans' feeling would change things. And, Huey has got a good relationship with, senior source. And he said, I can't put up with another year of this. And look, he wrote about this. And you know
Hugh
what?
Hugh can't put up with another year of it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And you know what he said?
Turn up and pay your money?
No, he said.
Oh, well, he didn't.
The problem with you is you're
don't
a glass
turn up.
Half empty.
Oh, right.
And I'm a glass half full. In other words, he's saying, you're pessimists, you know, be careful what you wish for. You've never had it so good. And your stats sort of show that. And, you know, we're, the football's not as bad as, you know, we have these rose-tinted glasses. Like, football was always better. And everyone always sang, and we were right on the pitch. We could touch players at the bowling ground. Not really true.
Right? Well, no, there we could touch the players.
Not from the West End, you couldn't.
Well, back in the old days, before 2001, you could.
Yeah, but, you know.
And if they'd have rebuilt the East End, the gaps would have been closed. So you could.
All right, let's not start on this anyway. I've opened a can of worms.
No better
anyway,
than that.
Look, get used to it. He is signing. He will sign. And, you know, you've got a decision to make. You either watch West Ham or you don't, right?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, there's part of it what Simon says there. We're bang average without Paqueta. It does seem to be the way.
It does seem to be.
But you know, at the end of the day, Paqueta is a maverick, isn't he? You know, the likes of, you know, Payet, Di Canio, he's box office, isn't he? And unfortunately, players like that do have tendency to carry teams like West Ham. We've not had many of them. The fact that we go, you know, in the past 24 years, we've got Paqueta, Payet and Di Canio. That's the three of them. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we got to cherish these players while they play for us and look back fondly once they move on, because they will, because of the fact that the ballers that they are. But it's quite possible that we might hang on to Paqueta if we can keep playing European football.
Well,
I think
it'll be simple as the investigation will drag on for 18 months.
Well,
which means
whatever, yeah.
It will be way past September. It might not even be sorted to next January. Hmm. I mean, that's how long it took for the Arsenal player, Granit Xhaka. Xhaka, yeah.
Yeah. As you struggled with last week.
Yeah, I know.
Paul Noland, next up. Beep, beep, it's the chauffeur. Question for Mr. Whetstone, he says. Which I'm sure a lot of people were saying, what the fuck are you doing putting polls out re-season ticket renewals? Well, you know now, it's because Hugh asked a question.
Yeah.
If Moyes is still in charge, is that for Kim Jong's brother from another mother to help him decide if he keeps Moyes or not?
No, it won't.
Basically,
though most people did think it was, and I think Nick tried to say this is a really important poll because this will decide
if
it's a contract or not.
I'd like to think I'm that social influencer,
that it would make a difference.
And of course, it turns out it's because of a season ticket holder that don't fucking attend, wants to throw his season bucket back in. Well, where actually, Hugh, your view won't be any different next season if you do. That's all I'll say. Harshly, don't care.
Harsh,
but true. As far as I'm concerned, he said, people that won't renew cannot be proper. This is a bit harsh. Proper West Ham fans. I've been coming since '75 and had a season ticket since the early '90s, and I will support and come whoever is in charge. Support the team, not the regime. On saying that football under Moyes is not pleasant, he's saying he agrees. Though the football under Moyes is not pleasant. No one can argue with that.
But
Sullivan
we
out.
You know, it is the same under Avram Grant.
It's a bit harsh to say. I do struggle to say, if you're throwing your season ticket in over a manager, you're not West Ham. Because at the end of the day, it's you know, you've got freedom of choice. And if you don't like it that much, you know, that you can't just sit through it and grin and bear it. But the thing I don't get is, are you just going to throw your season ticket book, but then watch it at home? In which case, you're still watching it. Or are you going to throw your season book in and not
season
watch the games?
Book. Season
Well,
book.
Whatever.
Like, you're going back to the bloody 80s. Right. When, do you remember, I love them talking. Yeah. I know we're digressing. But do you remember when you used to have a season book?
Yeah, they stopped
when you used
in
to
2000 and... I think I got a card, I think, in 2002
was when
I got a card.
I was in the centenary upper when I last had a... And we, funny enough, my mate, because my first daughter was born in 2003. So I think I had to, was that before? No, it was before that. We used to share a season ticket. For whatever reason, I was doing something else. So I used to share a ticket with my cousin. So I used to go every other game in those days. And so it was really good because you could share the tokens. Gary? Now. Gary, yeah, Gary.
Whatever happened to Gary? I liked Gary.
Yeah, well, he does come occasionally. Really? His son comes all the time, Dale. And Gary comes usually when his mate's got, he's, you know, he doesn't come as a season ticket holder because he's a big barbel fisherman. His big love is fishing.
A what?
He fishes for barbel. He's got a big...
Isn't that the geezer that used to play for Liverpool?
No, barbel is a type of fish, a bottom feeder. But anyway, it's not a fishing podcast.
No. Fucking hell, we'd all be asleep. You think noise is bad.
Yeah.
Michael Evans, what size flip-flops do you both wear? Size 10, Mike.
I'm size 10, although I tend to be more of a 10 and a half.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Talking of that, feet, though, you know, we haven't ever. I've lost another kilo. Do you know what? Do you know what Mark Sagers called me by accident on Talks TV last night?
There's a big list.
He called me Slim.
Slim.
He called me Slim. He went.
Did you forget to turn your camera on?
He said, "Oh, I do apologise for calling you Slim," and I went, "No, it's all right." He called me Slim instead of Sean.
Perhaps it's like that reverse psychology. Like I worked with a geezer with no hair, and we called him Curly. Perhaps it's a bit like that.
There you go, Slim. He called me Slim. So that's I answer. That's who I identify with now. Yeah. I identify as Slim.
Oh, you self-identify as Slim,
yeah,
do you?
Slim. I identify. Oh, as Slim.
I should try that. Yeah. Next up is Jeff Shepard. With his sheep. Evening, fellas. First time questioner.
Oh, welcome.
He says. So, Jeff Shepherd. So, we'll call him Shepherd Pie. So, Shepherd Pie says, can Sean shed any light on the whole transfer debacle that we've just suffered, specifically the rumours that Moyes turned down 8 of Tim's recommendations and who they were, if it's true, and Kinney clear up the wrong agent nonsense. Brady outside. Can I just point out, Sean, how refreshing it's been not to no longer be in a circle of trust.
I know. I knew you were going to say
this
that.
This transfer window.
And you probably, because there was a lot of it.
Because the people ask me things and I go, no, I don't know. And they go, why not? I go, because I don't fucking care.
Yeah, that's fine, you know.
So it's been good.
It's good for your mental health.
It's just so, not involved in it.
Look, I got told that Steiden and Moyes were working together. Sometimes they didn't tell Sullivan, right? There's a lot of times where they kept their targets. All I was told there were 20. We know some of them. We know Osman was being worked on. We know Calvin Phillips would work on. Jota was definitely being worked on. I don't know the other 17. And this rumour that Moyes turned down 7 players, and I think this rumour is left hand, it's all speculation. I've certainly not heard that. And everything told me that they work well together. They just couldn't find, and Moyes said this himself, they just couldn't find the quality that they found in Calvin Phillips. They were offered a lot of trash. You know, they could have signed someone like Lingard, but they decided not to. And they just decided the quality versus the price was not available. And so I'm not aware of any instances where Steiden offered a player and Moyes turned it down and 7 would sound. I'm sure I've heard of it by now. Yeah. If we move on to Osman and what happened there is, quite simply, the agent wanted £7 million on a £15 million deal. And no one could work out who the actual agent was. You've got two people saying they're his agent. His former agent said, hang on a minute, I've still got the rights. Part of the right to dream that Kudos was part. And then the new company go, no, we've got the rights. So you've got two agents, both claiming they represent the player and asking for £7 million. Well, to quote someone who talked to me, the deal stinks. And I ain't going further on about it without creating some libelous stuff. But anyway, the deal didn't happen because it was very murky. And I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I only know about this from listening to last week. I ain't got a clue who Osman is anyway.
He went to the same academy as
Kudos.
He's a Garnon player, basically.
Oh, right. A Garnon.
Like, plays in the Danish league.
Oh, no, it's the top league, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, AI, Sean. Hey up, gently. Whippets and Yorkshire, TI. Brady out and Sullivan out. But he did enjoy Nigel's review of West Ham managers. 6 foot two, back to doing what it does best. Dear, you little shit starver, Sean.
Yeah.
Is there any stat other than the end result which Nigel thinks isn't bollocks? XG in. This is to do with a little tete-a-tete that me on AI had on Twitter where he put out West Ham's XG and I just said, that's bollocks. In fact, that's a big load of bollocks. XG is the biggest load of bollocks that's ever been.
The chances of the next goal being scored.
Yeah. What a load of bollocks.
I don't know what the formula is.
Because XG can't decipher whether your striker's shit or not. Yeah, so you might be able to create all these chances, but if your striker's a shit and can't put it away, XG don't tell you that. That's why, AR Sean, it's bollocks, to coin a phrase.
There you go.
Is there a stat I don't mind? Obviously, the amount of goals we score is generally a good indicator of a stat. I think they've got a stats of a whole don't tell you the game. The reason why I go, oh, stats, because, you know, you love your stat attack, and it don't tell you your story of the game or someone who's not watched it.
Agreed, but it gives you whether...
It's an indicator, because if you've not watched the West Ham Man United game at the weekend, just saw the result 3-0, like Saggers, you'd go, well, West Ham didn't turn up.
Well,
but if you
exactly
look at the stats, then you think, well, actually, you know, they did turn up. We did turn up. We did play really well. Anyway, AI then says, apparently Thiago Silva's wife's called for a change of manager at Chelsea. Can you confirm whether the senior source polled the players' wives to see whether he should
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
And can we recall a player having a worse start to their life at WHU than Calvin Phillips? His name was Sasha Ilić. He possibly had the worst, I'd say, debut for West Ham ever. It was the only game he friggin' played in, and it couldn't be much worse. But that followed on from the Stephen Bywater debut against Bradford when Shakira broke his leg. We won 5-4, but even Bywater had a very nervous appearance. So there's two for you straight away. But he will follow it up and say, Brady out and Sullivan tout.
Gosh.
There you go. Lee Thomas Anderson.
Save the club and the... anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Evening, gents. Brady out, says Lee Thomas. A man with three names. Can Sean explain to us exactly whose fault for the shambolic window? I thought we were changing as a club after the window. Obviously not. If you'd have just listened, Lee, as you probably were, you'd have heard Sean's answer. I'm not sure, actually, that we can call it a shambolic window.
No, I don't think so.
To be fair, when you look at... Not to say... I don't like finger pointing, but when you look at football in the Premier League as a whole... What's going on? You can see that a lot of clubs are cutting their cloth as accordingly, as they should do.
And I go back, if you listen to episode 31 in particular and go through that, you know, who did anyone sign that you go, that player fits in our squad, that's a player we should have signed?
Mm.
And people say, why did we release those three players? Quite simply, I'll just repeat, I said it in episode 31, they didn't want to play to us. Kerra wanted out. Benrahma wanted out. Fornals, bless him, wanted out, and he'd been that way. He wants to go back to Spain. Kerra wanted to go back to France, and Benrahma wanted out of this country as well for whatever reason, and sold or given notice on his house. So you can't, I mean, all right, you can force players, but it don't work. So if you're going to go small squad, they weren't in form, they weren't being played, why should you force them to stay? I mean, I don't get it. I think that the right decision was made.
Yeah. I don't, you know, to thin out your squad's never great, but when you look at what we lost, I don't, you know, Fornals, it was, I understand the reason. It was done for the money. He wanted to go back to Spain. La-di-la-di-la. And he weren't signing a new contract.
No.
We enforced the 1 year just so we could get some money for him.
Yeah.
We knew that was the case. Benrahma, as I said in the previous show, hey-ho, see you later.
It's a shame about Benrahma. I thought he was... He showed some promise. And Fornals did great for us, you know. He was a great ambassador.
It is.
But Benrahma always had that arrogance, always thought he was better. And he, you know, he did some great stuff for us, but he was very up and down. And it will be interesting to follow how well he does out in Lyon.
All right. Okay. Next up is Dan Numbers. Was Sean's poll last night part of the Tesla repayment schedule with a senior source? A lot of people. See, this is your problem, Sean. It's people see you do things like that and they automatically jump to think, ah,
Sullivan asked
the club's had a word with him.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
it wasn't.
And the truth is, people, that generally...
Do you think that? Because you actually messaged me. Do you want to say what you messaged me?
What did I say?
You've gone to new low, Sean.
Yeah, but I just thought 15th, it was stupidity.
Which is the 15th time you've sent me that message.
Yeah, I know. You keep sinking lower. And I don't think you could go any lower. And then you go even lower. But I never thought for a minute that Sullivan had put you up to you.
No,
of course not. Yeah. I just thought it was you being a devious prick.
Yeah.
Then you tell me the story and I just think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So actually, it wasn't. I raised the bar up a bit. It wasn't a new love.
Yeah.
Is the reason Moyes doesn't give much away in press conferences because it's better for people to think you're an idiot than open your mouth and prove it, Brady out. I mean,
he's gone on record. He doesn't like the press.
No.
He doesn't like giving it. He does his absolute minimum, which is why when he doesn't have to do it contractually for the league games, he gets his number two to do it. It's not about giving them experience. He just doesn't like talking to the press.
I couldn't believe the hoo-ha because Moyes sat there and said, Man United's a tough place to go. It fucking is a tough place to go.
I'll tell you one thing. When you listen to him, and I listen to a lot of his podcasts, and there is this, and I don't want to get too into this argument about woke and everything, but I find that not only is there more female commentators, but they've filled the press rooms now asking questions with women, right?
Yeah, well, they will at West Ham, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, the West Ham press conference is like nothing, is it? So and all the geezers get to go off to, like, all the chief football writers are all sitting around Man City, Man United,
yeah,
Chelsea,
yeah.
Arsenal, Tottenham and all that. And we get the also-rans.
Yeah, so anyway...
Like the Roshan Thomases of the world.
Yeah, so you fill the press room now with a lot of women asking questions and I listen to it because they release it up raw and uncut. And his contempt for some of their questions. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Some of their questions are a little bit ridiculous, right? But his contempt, and I think as an old school manager, he just goes, that's a fucking stupid question to ask. And look, it's not just women. Some of the males ask.
But look, if
and you think, if I was there asking questions in the press office, there were certain questions I would ask to try and... No, some of them are just
It's one of
ridiculous.
The most ridiculous things.
It's a waste of time.
Right, for the Premier League to come out and stipulate that a manager has to give a pre-match conference and a post-match conference.
Yeah.
I can understand a post-match conference, but I don't think, actually, they should be forced to come out straight after a defeat or whatever and give their thoughts. You know, very rarely did you... You never heard from John Lowe before again or those, you know, managers back in the day. And you would get a little bit after, not much, until they brought in this, oh, you got to do a pre-match, you got to do a post-match. You know? Why is that? Because Sky had a 24-hour news channel and it needed bloody content. That's where it all stems from.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Next up, Andy Farrell, the legend that is the rugby coach of Ireland and the great British Lions to be when we go and beat the South Africans. Evening, gents, says Andy. Or Eyup, as he is a northerner, of course. Do you think Phillips will be up to speed before he leaves?
Well,
Brady out.
There's been a joke on X, formerly
on Twitter.
That, you know, we're getting him trained up to be match fit by the end of the season.
Well, I know you, but you say that. While that may be a joke, Sean, we all know why he's come to play. Yeah? It's because he's seen Jordan Henderson go up to Ajax And he's thought, I need to make, if he wants to go to the Euro 2004, he needs to be playing. Because isn't it funny who did Gareth Southgate go and watch this weekend?
I don't know, who did he? Oh, he watched
Jordan Henderson in Ajax. Yes, he did.
Oh, I've just seen the, I'm sure it was there earlier, match fits just changed. Two more games on a Sunday, 2 p.m.
Oh, was it? I've not seen it.
The Aston Villa game moves on Sunday the 17th of March with a 2 p.m.
But that was always going to happen because we've got the European game.
Yeah, yeah. The Burnley game has moved to a Sunday, 2 p.m. And the Saturday game at St James's Park against Newcastle. Still on a Saturday, but 12:30 kickoff.
Yeah, I see that happen. The coach from Hornchurch coaches. It just reminds me of going to Sunderland once. 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, myself and my good friend did a Sunderland game on the coach. And what we decided to do was go clubbing in the West End Friday night and then get to West Ham and just get straight on the coach up to Sunderland.
Yeah.
It was a good move, actually. We had a great time.
Anywho,
Ballon d'Orson says, Moyes ball should be subscribed on the NHS to Insomniacs. Is there any truth in reports, social media, that a Champions League winger was due to sign until the club discovered he was caught in one of Dodds' entertainment parlours?
Can you reveal
the name, Sean? Brady out, Dwarf out, and Moyes ball in the bin.
Don't know.
Not a lot of love for Moyes here, is there?
There isn't.
Oh, dear. My good friend, Dave's son, it's Ted Sexton. Good evening to you both. Hope you're well, Ted. We had chances, but our shooting was abysmal. And they took the piss copying our goal celebration. Yeah, no one's mentioned that, have they? Get your own.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I saw that.
Obviously touched a nerve, didn't it? The Caduce goal celebrations with Pat Guitar.
Yeah.
Sitting on the wall, that they felt the need to replicate it. But imitation is another form of flattery, apparently. Darren McBurney. He's on fire. Says, evening, gents. It seems we are between the devil and the deep blue sea. If you look at results, Moyes can be viewed as a success. Hence my articles.
Yeah.
After all, it's a results-based business and the owners are happy. It's good for business. Then we have the flip slide. Unattractive to watch. We've got no visible transfer policy, leaving us weaker. No integration of a successful under-21 team. I beg to differ, Dale. It was a successful under-18 team. They've all just been promoted into the under-21 team.
Won the FA Cup.
So, yeah, but under-18s. We cleared out the under-21s that weren't good to allow for all these under-18s to all move up roughly at the same time. Some have stayed back. But, you know, let's watch this space. He feels that we could have stayed at Upton Park and be in the position we are now. Exactly right, Dal.
Don't start that again. Come on, move on. Come on.
All right, just a yes or no. Do you not see a merit in that argument?
No.
If we were at Upton Park, we could be in this position?
No.
All right. We'll have that argument another day then when you've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
He says, would you guys use a magic button and return us to pre-GSB or stick with what we have? Brady out. That's a good question, Dal. I'm sure everybody won't be surprised when we say, where's that button and where do I press?
No way. I mean, we end up in Icelandics, probably sold off to a, I don't know, an American consortium. I don't think we'd have the success. You know, we wouldn't have had a Ted Lasso feature and our brand wouldn't be recognised across the world.
Fuck off, Sean. Nice try. Neil Eddie the Eagle Edwards. Evening, chaps, he says. He wondered what your opinions are about why the club made it quite well known they were looking for attacking player this window, but let Benrahma and Fornals go.
I mean, quite simply, I think we've discussed this several times. They didn't want to stay. And we couldn't find a player of attacking quality within our budget. As simple as that. You may not like the answer, but it's the truth.
Yeah, you can't shoot the truth. It seems mad to admit that they're short in an area. Let players go. Sorry, a bit of Shaunism there. Where would you say the fault lies? Why do we need to lay the blame, Neil? Well, why do we need Sullivan, Stoddard, and Moyes, combination of all three?
I go back to, tell me what attacking player, another Premier League player. This is a challenge I keep on saying. No one can come up with an answer. Tell me a player that was signed by another Premier League player, an attacking player, that would walk into our team straight away. I keep on asking this. No one can come up with
Because there ain't one.
Because there ain't one, yeah.
He finishes. He thought the club was attempting to become more professional with its transfer dealings, but it seems we're as amateurish and poor at planning as ever.
Again,
Leon and Bettis. Cheers, all Brady outs.
If we're to believe it, it was a FA or FIFA issue, technical issue, and not a West Ham issue.
Well, it wasn't FA, Sean, was it?
It wasn't FA. The senior source said I think it started with F and he got his F's mixed up.
There you go. And then you repeated it. Rather than just say it was FIFA.
Yeah, I know.
You repeated the mistake that you made.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I'm a messenger.
Yeah, that's right. Even when the message is wrong.
Yeah. Even when the message is wrong.
One of my faves. It's Jason. Back to the 70s house. Evening, gents, he says. I'm not going to talk about the football tonight because it's far too miserable right now. City winning, then? Are they again? I don't know. He wants to talk about Sean's favourite subject, food.
Oh, goes, not anymore. Go on.
Here we go. So, no, lack of food is Sean's favourite subject.
Oh, okay.
Weight loss is Sean's favourite subject. And I will back him up, people. I know I take the piss out of him, but I must admit, I see a photograph of him the other day, and he did look rather...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Glimmer.
Thank you.
And then I bumped into him in person and realised it was the camera angle. But anyway, it was just the look anyway. So, he said, this is back out, Jace. He said, he got the ground early Thursday for the Bournemouth game. So did I, Jace. Should have had my pie mash early instead of standing at the bar. But there you go. Thought I would sample the pie and mash vendor despite the DJ booth. Not tried him. I have to say, pleasantly surprised. Very tasty. Reasonably priced at £11 for one pie, two mash with liquor. Yeah, I'll pay 14 for two and two, Jay. Although quite tricky to eat using a fork with one hand. So have you been pleasantly surprised by some of the food at Grand? Or were you like me and thought it was overpriced rubbish? Well, I do partake every game now in the pie mash. And the reason why I do it every game is I want to make sure they stay there. £14 for double-double can be, and it is, a lot of money. So if you go into a pie mash shop, you're going to be paying between... We used to charge £7 for it, but I mean, that was a few years ago. So you'd be looking to probably between £8 and £9 now, maybe £9.50 for double-double. So £14, £4, £5 dearer. But at a stadium, you're going to pay more. then compare it, it's proper pie mash, compare it to the burger and the other filth that they serve up. And believe me, proper value for money. You do like your food over there, Sean. No, you've had the kebabs, though, haven't you? You don't
mind.
Yeah,
my son loved the kebabs. The kebabs, they've got this like cheese sauce on them. Not for me. I like the pie and mash. I used to like the salt beef bagel. Well, it wasn't bagel. It was actually a salt beef in a brioche bun. But I used to like that. But I, of course, my body is a temple now, so I don't eat there. In fact, I went to the Ledger building with Len. And I had, right, you'll love this, I had an eight ounce sirloin steak with a jacket potato, less than 700 calories, no sauce or anything, just a bit of salt and pepper on the potato and an 8 ounce sirloin steak and a drink. I had spiced rum and Diet Coke, only 51 calories, for the Wetherspoons and the Ledger building.
Yeah.
Len, you know he's a vegetarian, doesn't touch meat. Chicken wings.
Oh, there you go.
Chicken wings. And like, for a meal and an alcoholic drink is like 12 quid in the Ledger building.
No, I know the Ledger building, Sean. If you remember, I used to drink in there.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did.
All right, next up. It's the Yorkshire Cornishman who met my sister on Thursday, and she said to me, "Who's that bloke you was talking to where you did the Welsh voice?" All right, my handsome, it be Dadsy.
The Welsh. I thought you were talking about Welsh voice, Miriam.
Indeed. I said, "Hey, bloody Welsh." Anyway, never mind, Dodds. Nigel, he says, what reaction have you had to who is the best manager stack-wise of all time on 6 foot two? Are you missing 6 foot two, Sean?
No, I've got a lot of my time back. I'm so busy at the moment.
Yeah. Sean, have you enjoyed the... Well, I mean, a few people, I think, I don't know if people were surprised or not. The fact that David Moyes is the best manager stats-wise, statistically, that we've had... League football. The only thing I could say about Moyes is what you got to remember is that his stats will fluctuate as his career. So you can't really judge it properly until he leaves.
No, that's so, right. Be careful what you wish for. It'll be a bit like, after they sack John Lyon.
Well, once he's gone, we get the definitive placings. But he was, you know... It was 5 points clear of the person behind him, so they'd have to have some drop off for him to drop the 5 points. But anyway, everything's possible.
Yeah.
Sean, have you enjoyed the reaction to the fact you told all the YouTubers and ITKs David Moyes will be signing a new contract?
Oh yes.
Has it gone a bit mad? Is it, Sean?
Oh, it's gone a bit mad. Oh, particularly with, of course, a certain Nick from Clarence Booth says, I'm misguided and that I'm being taken for a ride by a certain senior source who's making me do his dirty work by pretending to Moyes that he's going to sign a new contract, but he has no intention.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yeah, anyway.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
when everybody's fit and back, who do you think the starting 11... Or who would you like the starting 11 to be? Brady, says Dart.
I mean, who else would you bring in apart from Pakatar? I mean, you've got your strongest 11 at the moment. Pakatar...
Who's your goalkeeper? Quickly.
Areola, of course.
Right, see, I'll go Fabian. I think Fabianski is a better keeper than Areola now.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right.
So, at the back... Who's your central defenders?
Well, I'll go Agüero and Zouma. I wouldn't put Mavropanos in. I'd make him the third.
No. Right, okay. Not Ogbonna, obviously.
No.
So, who are you having? Obviously, left-back, I think Emerson picks
Emerson
himself
awesome.
Now. Right-back, Soufal, I think, actually.
Yeah, Soufal, almost definitely.
In the middle?
Followed by Ben Johnson, who's capable of...
Yeah. In your middle, who are you having?
Probably... Calvin Phillips and Alvarez.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. So, Right. Wide right.
I always get confused which side Kudos plays and which side Bowen plays. Well,
generally, they played wide right, and then they'll cut in.
Well, you fit... Or I'll just say, you put Kudos, Pakatar and Bowen in those three spots. How you split them up, I can't remember which position he played.
Well, I'd put Pakatar's been shunted out left. I'd rather see him in the middle, but you could dovetail it with... I mean, in the day, you're looking at Ward-Prowse, Caduce...
Oh, yeah, Pakatar. Sorry, I forgot Ward-Prowse. Yeah,
and Bowen.
And you leave Antonio on the bench as a super sub. Yeah,
Antonio on the bench.
So I think apart from Pakatar and your keeper, you know, we're pretty much agreed.
There you go, Dodds. Next up, it's we're going to pick over Barry Carcass now.
All right.
Evening all, he said. Seeing as City, United, Liverpool, Newcastle haven't had an issue integrating successfully a young player or two into their squads, how does Moyes justify not putting one or two on when the game has gone at 3-0? And putting Cornet on for 3 minutes additional time against Bournemouth. How many of you feel Europe via league position is still possible? Brady and Sullivan out.
I think it's different, completely different. They've got so much good talent to pick from City. And do you know what? I know it frustrates us that Moyes doesn't play the kids, but when he has played the kids, I just think it's difficult to blood them like this. I think a lot.
No,
of
but I'm not. I get what he's saying. I think what Baz is saying is, when you're 3-0 down, why not bring a kid on to give him a bit of?
I think it's wrong at Old Trafford, personally. Yeah. Look, I think he's doing right by what he's done with the young kid Marshall. Is what he should be doing, right? Send them out for a year at West Brom and bring him back, and then have him on the bench and introduce him. You know, we've got Mbeumo. He hasn't done that. Orford, Scholes, and who was the other one that was on the bench? You know, I just think it... And we always assume we never get a chance. But you know, not a lot. Outside the top four, who else? All right, Bright and Brentford, bring them through. But, you know, I think you have to build them up and you have to get them out on loan with competitive football. It's difficult to make that jump from under 21 straight to the first team. I think you sometimes spoil them. So I will defend Moyes in a little way of... But I don't know why we're not sending, you know, these good prospects out for a year first. Why are we keeping them in the under-21s?
All right. I'm not sure. Scotty Neville... He says, after saying social media was the only one saying Moyes out and not the people who go to games, did you smile, as you usually say? You don't go to games and are social media. And
who
have said
that?
Moyes out. Brady out, Moyes out.
Who said
I don't
that?
Know Scotty's pointing
well, I did,
that at.
Well, I did. He might be saying it to me because that is what I said on Talk TV last night to Mark Zagas. So maybe he's picking up on that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I just think that it's...
Who said that, did you say?
Scotty Neville, one of the Neville brothers.
All right. Don't know him.
All right, okay. You don't know him?
Well, I know the Neville brothers, but not that one.
All right, no, he was the one that didn't make it. I'm going to leave Flo Rider till last. You'll see
I've
why.
I've read that. That's really sad.
Richard Stubbington. If he's new, I've not seen it, but Dickie, you should now be known as Ticket Stubbington. Evening, you two, because we don't get ticket stubs anymore, do we, to collect?
No.
What does Tim think, as if Sean knows, and where does he stand on Moyes getting a new contract? I don't think anyone knows, Dick.
No one, I don't think, knows.
Is there an uneasy alliance between them? Will the new contract and its terms hand more power to Tim and make him Moyes' boss?
No, definitely not.
There you go.
Look, I think with any relationship, if you've been in business and you've been in where you've got people with a lot of responsibility, there's working relationships. They don't become best friends because you don't get to a point of manager or director of football without, you know, being a bit selfish, having a bit of an ego. So, you know, Moyes is always going to want to get one over on other people in the club, and Tim Steiner's probably no different. But they have to have a working relationship, and I understand they do have a working relationship. As Russ, DJ Russ, always points out, he takes a picture for me from his little button monkey booth every game to show me that they're there pre-warm-up, talking, chatting normally, like two colleagues would. Chatting, he's chatting to players. So, you know, it appears there is a good working relationship. The only bit I know is Moyes would never report to Tim Steiden. That's just not an option at all. I would hope that, you know, Tim Steiden is rated enough by the club that they wouldn't try and upset him. So when they do the contract, they want to try and make out that they're sort of equal. They're equal partners in transfers rather than one gets it and it's more of a committee. but this rumour that Liverpool are interested, it got leaked to the press by someone. I don't think there's a lot of substance in it. I won't tell you who leaked it to the press, but let's just say...
Tim.
I wouldn't say that, but it's just a big...
I know, you wouldn't, are they?
Yeah. Let's just say he's... he wants to put a bit of pressure on.
Let's get it. It'd be interesting. Yeah, if old Zabby, does up sticks and go to Liverpool, whether Tim will get a phone call, because, you know...
Yeah, who knows?
Many do say that it's Steiden that put Zabby Alonso at Leverkusen and all that.
Yeah.
Even though about a month or 2 months after Alonso turning up, Steiden was gone. So, quite airy left. You know, we'll see. People give him credit for Alonso, but let's see if that really happened. Yeah. Old Tickets carries on saying, will Moyes stay and precipitate the departure of some of our more creative players? A bit more fanciful, Dickie. I don't think that's true. Any acknowledgement from the club that the manager's general dour, demure approach to the game, which is 20 years out of date, will likely put off some players from joining, as well as making the fan base increasingly more alienated and prone to flip-flopping at the first turn of a form downturn.
No, I don't think they see it like that. They look at the success, they look at the European, they look at 3 years in Europe, they look at we're top seven, they look at we're last 16, and I'm quoting directly from a senior source, right, in the last week. That's what they see. And they say, fans are never happy. And I'm making right on that.
When I say he's good for business people, what I'm saying is that football's now a business. West Ham United is a business.
Yeah.
Business has to generate money. When you look at where does the biggest income come from? Ain't from the fans no more. 60,000 being there, if 60,000 is true, doesn't generate income. One, because of the ticket prices. And two, because it's dwarfed by the money from the league.
Yeah.
Now, how does a club generate more money in the league? It finishes higher. Now, if Moyes can replicate some of his other finishes, that would mean, say he gets a top 10 finish, that will be 3 top 10 finishes in the past 4 years. Well, that is good for business.
Yeah.
So, if that is good for business, like playing in Europe has been good for business, then why would you ever get rid of it?
It ain't going to happen. And the quicker everyone gets used to that, then the better. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Lastly, he says, where do we predict? Where do you think we're
Seventh.
Yeah, I'll go for eighth.
If Pakatar comes back and we've got Antonio on the bench and people stay fit, I think we can get seventh. I really do.
Funny enough, that ties in old Ziggy Stardust. Evening always says, disappointing result, but not a terrible performance. It weren't, Dave. It was good to watch, really. Come on. Do yous think we'll be able to maintain our lofty league position until the end of the season, given our depleted squad? Well, you've just heard. Yes. Sean thinks seven. I'm going eight. There you go. Next up is Grant Croxford, the old Bicester Hammer. Evening, chaps. It's good to have Nigel back. It's good to be back, Gron. Has Nigel ever thought doing an hour special on the bond scheme would make for a good podcast YouTube video? Brady out, Sullivan out. Season tickets in, says Grant.
There you go.
There you go. I do like a bit of Grant. Good idea, Grant. One day, one day, I think it'll be good. I've got a lot of information to pass on for those that are interested. The last great stand of the West Ham fan base. There you go. Paul Celeb Suet, or Artura, for those of us that remember the day. Hope you all keep him well. He says, how do you think West Ham can bounce back from their recent loss to United? What areas of improvement do you believe they should focus on?
Getting back
get a draw
back.
Against Arsenal. Yeah.
Well, get getting back at our back. I mean, I just, what's going to change? I mean, it's a free hit, right? I think we should treat Sunday as a free hit.
Yeah.
And just throw caution to the wind. I would start, actually, Danny Ings as something different. Yeah, right. I would. He showed that he can play. I would start Danny Ings on Sunday and see how it goes. See if he can prove a lot of people wrong.
All right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, next up, I know people sometimes think I take the piss out of people, our listeners, you know, but I do it with love. You know, I do it because I do genuinely enjoy it. So next up, yeah, it'd be Devin Dukes of Hazzard Senior. I'm from the US of A. Woohoo! They actually talk like that.
Do they really?
He's from South Carolina. I do believe, sir.
He's a redneck then. He's a southerner. Well,
yeah, he's got the General E. Lee.
You know my missus is a southerner. She's from Atlanta.
All right. There you go. Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia. She's from Georgia.
Is that on your mind?
Her family are still in Georgia. They're in Savannah.
Does she get the midnight train?
No. Oh. To Savannah.
No, to Georgia.
To Georgia.
You know the song, didn't you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, right, there you go. All right. I thought I was wasted.
Oh, I was going to do the, mountains or hills of Georgia. Is that
right. That's Martin the Blue Ridge King. Mountains of Virginia, Sean.
Oh, is it? Anyway. No, I'm thinking of Martin Luther King. Didn't he talk about the mountains or hills of Georgia?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Randy Crawford sang about rainy night. But anyway, we digress. It's not a Georgia podcast.
I know, anyway. It's not.
Howdy, gents, he said. Was thinking this after our recent departures. What is your take on getting kits with players' names on them? Thanks. Well,
not
Dev.
Well, me.
Well, you, I mean, you
oh,
got
look,
plenty.
Oh, look. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together.
Or daughters.
At a table of brotherhood.
Or daughters.
There you go. So there was the red. I don't know where the red hills of Georgia is, but he had a dream. He had a dream.
There you go.
Martin Luther King.
There you go.
So go on.
Did they have a plantation back in that day?
I don't know.
Anyway, do you like it? Well, look, Dave, I'll answer your question.
I've never had a
possess,
name.
I'm not like Michael Clifford. I possess about 35 West Ham shirts, maybe more than that. Only one name. Only got one shirt with a name on the back. What name do you think that is? Well, I've got two, actually, but one I didn't do.
Bonds.
No. No.
Moore.
No.
Brookin.
No. Didn't have names on back.
Oh, it'll be your mate, Gary Breen. Breen.
No.
I don't know. Cross.
No. Didn't have names back then, did they?
Cotty.
No.
McAvenny.
No.
Oh, just tell me.
DiCanio.
Oh, of course.
DiCanio's the only shirt I've got, the only name I've got on the back of a shirt. The only one.
I've got one shirt with a name on the back. See if you can guess mine.
You
should know it.
Well, I was thinking.
Given to me. Match-worn shirt.
It was... Yeah, but I don't really want to call your names.
Go on.
No, I do generally. Does it say like prick?
No. It's a player's name.
Oh, a player's name. Sorry, I thought it was your name. Is it Cotty?
No.
Oh, right. Is it? You did get given a shot.
Yeah. We were a bit surprised.
Oh,
no one ever picked it up.
On out of it.
An out of it. You're right. I've got a shirt worn by
an out of it. Shirt worn on out of it. Yeah. We don't know what game we're in. We think it was just warming up, actually. Yeah, yeah. But anyway. So, Is that all the comments?
By the way, big shout out to Father Chris. Spoke to Father Chris on a non-podcast issue. Good to hear your voice. Good to speak to you in the week, Father Chris.
Is that the first time you spoke to him?
No, I don't think I've spoken to Father Chris before, not in person. So I gave him a bell about a business matter.
Oh, yeah. I was speaking to the Reverend Jonathan.
Oh.
And we was talking, obviously, about Father Chris. And
So, yeah, we had a chat
his,
of the week.
His upcoming transfer.
Yeah.
And the phrase I used was, of course, Sean's got an angle. Dear. Charlie Fawkes says, hello, Sean and Nigel. Simple question. Is Mark Noble job a proper job?
No, not at all. He's an ambassador. Let's be honest. He's an ambassador. And at best, all right, let me be less unfair to him. He looks after the academy, right? He takes a keen eye on the academy. Puts out the cones. He trains with the kids. That's a bit unfair to say he puts out the cones. Yeah. But he definitely trains with the kids. But it's more of an ambassador role than a sports director. Let's be honest. Sorry, Nopes, but it's true.
Right, okay.
It's Are true. We done?
No, we've got two more.
Okay.
Two more. I'll be quick. I'll whiz them through. Next up, it's my favourite Canadian, apart from Barry Mickle, that is. It's Palumi Ogaluna.
Oh, Palumi. Palumi.
He says, hello, lovelies. There you go. Every winter, transfer window, the club acts like they knew it was happening the day before and complains that people are overpriced. But then every summer, there's too much competition. How will this club continue?
Oh, come on.
Why we got rid of two offensive players to bring in a defensive one when we have no striker is beyond me. And then he put a link, which is a great read for those of the time, which is a link to a Twitter feed. So
I know. This is his XG.
Oh, is that just the XG? Oh, this is the geezer. Yeah. This is the one that I turned around and said, AI Sean tweeted it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't even bother reading it.
This is West Ham are 16th in a minus 0.35 XGD / 90 in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So,
But after 22 games this season, David Moyes has scored West Ham's 36 goals, which is the second highest total since we returned to the Premier League in 2012. After 22 games.
I think, you know.
Second highest total. And who set the highest total, Sean?
You're going to say, I don't know, Man City or...
So every West Ham, after 22 games, West Ham, since we come back to the Premier League, we've scored 36 goals this season after 22 games.
Yeah.
Second highest we've done since 2012. Who was the manager when we scored the highest?
Bilic?
No, David Moyes. Two years ago, we scored 41 goals.
There you go.
And the season before that, Moyes has scored 34 goals.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, move on before another question comes in.
Okay, sorry.
This is what we did the other week, right?
And each time, I know, it was quite funny.
I was wanting to go and another question came in.
Mark Bright says, good evening. Hope I'm not too late now. The results of the senior sources poll, eh? What were the results, Sean?
Yeah, we weren't the senior sources poll. The results were, as I said, on episode 31. Go and listen to it. But basically, it's a load of bollocks, which is more 50-something% of people won't renew their season ticket. Yeah, right. Let's see. Right, come back to me at season renewal time and let's see if that comes true.
All right. Last up. Well, not second from last up, actually, is Mr. Ian Gravett, a good friend. Evening, gents. Hope you're well. Was Osman recommended by Steiden?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
He was. All right. Yes. There you go. If so, what now for him? If Sazier and Silkman's questioning his targets, any chance Spiv Midget will step up soon? But why is it that once a player starts to play quite well, scores his first goal for the club, he's immediately chopped from the starting lineup? He's talking about Cornet there.
Yeah.
And now there's talk he could leave. Well, he can't leave till the summer.
Well, anyone's come in for him, you know, and he's got this clubs keep on asking for his medical records and then they don't put a bid in. I don't know what that says because I've not seen the medical records. But look, Stuyden did want him, but the mess, I think everyone agreed, was not worth the risk. And Osman was not a player for this season. He was probably one for the future. At 15 million, too big a gamble plus a 7 million agent fee. It just wasn't to be, and that's not Stuyden's fault. It's not anyone's fault. And whether an agent or an advisor, and there's been lots of speculation, you know, that's why you get lots of different views and it's a committee. And I don't think we should... The trusted advisor pointed certain stuff out. I don't think we should chastise him and think we know better, because it's all about opinions.
Okay. And... I've deliberately held this one back to last. Yeah. It's Flow Rider Hammer. And he said he wanted to give me kudos for my tribute to a dearly departed friend, which was original Russ from West Ham Till I Die. Losing him and Roy within the last year is difficult, but I guess none of us are getting any younger. Cheers, mate. So, yes.
Is that the Russ I know?
Yeah. So.
Oh,
I
don't. You never told me this.
Did I not? Sorry about that. You'd have met Russ. He weren't a big fan of yours, to be fair. Sean.
Yeah,
he liked everyone. Just not
except me.
But you're used to that. So, a great person, a great man, absolutely massive West Ham fan. He'd been ill for a long time. He fought it like the soldier he was, and. You know,
rest in peace. I suppose it gets. Yeah, I know you didn't like me, but I hold.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm joking there, sort of.
it's all right.
Basically, if you go to West Ham Till I Die, you can see there's about 10 people. Put together an article with their thoughts and memories of him. I was invited to share mine. It was only short. So I'd like to finish with what I wrote,
right.
Which was on Thursday. I walked up the stairs to block 214 and I paused as I looked left to where Russ and BSB used to sit in the frontish rows. They moved a few seasons ago, but I still looked Thursday and I remembered occasions we'd chat at half time and on the odd occasion I'd sit with them for a better view. While Russ has departed now, he still lives on in our thoughts and memories. Because football is much more than a game. It's about the people we become friends with through it as much. And we never forget them. And that's, yeah.
Yeah, great way to end. So, it comes to us all at some point. But, you know, as we get older, and I'm only too aware of this, you know,
yeah.
A lot of our friends will be, you know, passing away.
Far too soon.
Yeah, and, you know, we see it up on the big screen at the London Stadium of people. So, you know, very sad to hear that. Anyway, we'll be back next week to talk about the Arsenal game. That will be fun and games. I've been Sean. Nigel has been...
Here.
And, that's another episode in the can. Episode 32, 33 next week. Bye.
More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.